You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the coming week will be historic for Ukraine when the European Commission's recommendation for the country's membership in the EU is to be discussed by leaders of the 27-nation bloc. Mr. Zelensky says it would be among the most fateful decisions in Ukraine's history.
Tomorrow a truly historic week begins, a week when we will hear the answer from the European Union on the candidate status for Ukraine. We already have a positive decision from the European Commission, and at the end of the new week there will be a response from the European Council. I think it is obvious to everyone that since 1991 there have been few such fateful decisions for Ukraine as we expect now. And I am convinced that only a positive decision meets the interests of the whole of Europe.
The war has increased pressure on EU governments to fast-track Ukraine's candidacy, but the process is expected to take years, and EU members remain divided over how quickly and fully to welcome new participation. On the same day, Mr. Zelensky also addressed the African Union and blamed Russia for the catastrophic rise in food prices.
Ukraine is one of the main suppliers of wheat, sunflower oil, and corn. According to expert estimates, the lives of about 400 million people in different countries of the world depend on the export of our food. And if it was not for the Russian war against Ukraine, there simply would be no shortage in the food market. If it was not for the Russian war, our farmers and agricultural companies could have ensured record harvests this year. If it was not for the Russian war, people in Africa, people in Asia, and anywhere else in the world would not suffer from the catastrophic rise in food prices. There simply would not be such a catastrophic rise in prices.
He also condemned the Russian blockade of Ukraine's ports after weeks of negotiations on safe corridors for grain, with urgency rising as the summer harvest season arrives. Mr. Zelensky also met with Hollywood star Ben Stiller in Kyiv. Mr. Stiller arrived in Ukraine on Sunday as United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Goodwill Ambassador. He praised Mr. Zelensky for his leadership.
It's a great honor for me, and nice to see you. It's really wonderful. You're my hero. You quit a great acting career for this.
Not so great with you.
No, but pretty great.
Thanks so much.
But what you've done and the way that you've rallied the country and for the world, it's really inspiring.
Mr. Stiller also visited the town of Irpin and spoke with people directly affected by the war.
I feel it's hard to understand what is actually going on here if you haven't been here. We were talking about that, just the actual impact of coming here, and I just was in Irpin this morning, and
where are you?
Irpin.
Irpin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And good morning. So you saw everything.
Matado. Yeah. I mean, so the level of destruction. I mean, you see it on television. Exactly what you're saying. You see it on TV. You see it on social media, and you know, it's something else to actually see it and feel it, and then to talk to the people. We talked to a bunch of people this morning.
This comes as hundreds of people continue to flee intense fighting in eastern Ukraine as forces battled for control of several key cities and villages in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions. Sofia Domasheva from Slovyansk says children are frightened.
In Slovyansk, combat actions have renewed. It is very loud. Actually, it has been very loud from the very beginning. But now the children are scared. Everybody's nerves are on edge. Everyone is afraid that a shell might hit a house. Nobody knows where it lands, and that is why we made a decision to leave. It was a miracle that volunteers picked us up and helped us.
Most of the evacuees boarding the train in Prokhorovsk are from areas where Russian forces are concentrating their offensive to capture the Donbass region, including the cities of Severodonetsk, Slovyansk, Bakhmut, and Popasna. Meanwhile, the Russian military says it has struck an airfield in Ukraine's southern Odessa region, destroying two Bayraktar drones and a drone control station. Earlier on Monday, the Ukrainian military said its air defense system deterred two airstrikes on the Odessa region, destroying the incoming missiles. The contradicting reports could not be immediately reconciled. Spokesman for the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Alexander Stupin, says air and artillery strikes had struck around cities including Sumy, Lyman, Kharkiv, and Slavyansk. He adds that the Russian military is still concentrating its efforts on the city of Severodonetsk as it seeks to make gains in the Donbas.
In the Donetsk direction, the enemy continues to focus its efforts on the Severodonetsk and Bakhmut directions. It intensively uses aviation. In the Severodonetsk direction, the enemy fired from barrel and jet artillery at the settlements of Lysykansk, Siratine, Voronov, Borovsk, Bilaora, Ustanivka, Myrna-Dolina, Tashkivka, and carried out airstrikes with two Su-25 aircrafts near Bilaora and Myrna-Dolina. Fighting continues to establish full control over the city of Severodonetsk.
За встановлення повного контролю над містом Сєвєродонецьк.
Explosions also rocked Odessa after the Russian-installed head of the Crimea region, annexed by Moscow in 2014, said Ukrainian forces had attacked drilling platforms owned by a Crimean oil and gas company in the Black Sea, off the southern coast. Three people were wounded, and a search was underway for seven workers, but the attacks have not been immediately verified. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.